Hey guys, before we start this episode, I just wanted to give you a big spoiler warning. If you haven't seen the first two episodes of the new She-Hulk series from Disney Plus, I suggest you go watch those first before you watch this episode. Thank you guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now, as you should have seen in the title, today's episode will be She-Hulk versus the Hulk. And yeah, this will be another episode of our Who Will Win series. And you guys seem to keep liking these, so, and we really enjoy making them. So we're going to try to keep putting these out there as with our normal episodes as well. Now, just to kind of give us for starters here, I will be representing Hulk today, and Carson will be representing She-Hulk. And yeah. As usual, we'll get started with our opinions of each character. All right, Carson, you can start with She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is a really good character, and we don't know much about her, but I can already tell that I see in the future that she could be a really powerful part of the MCU.
Yeah, definitely. So far, she seems like she's going to be just what you said, a really powerful character, definitely have a lot of, a lot of power. That's kind of the best way to state it. Also, she also seems very, very athletic. Like, I know Hulk is athletic, but, like, she's also, like, thinner and she just seems more agile than him, so I think that'll help her. But over to Hulk. I've loved this character for a long time. I also really like Mark Ruffalo, the actor who plays him. He's in a lot of other stuff, but I think he does a really good job portraying this character. And if I'm gonna be honest, I like the brain and the bronze mix, but we need to get OG Hulk back. We need to get the Hulk smash kind of Hulk back. It's just not the same. You know, at first and in game when we saw him mix those two together, I was like, you know, that's kind of cool. But I didn't realize then that I am now regretting not noticing it then and not only noticing it now is that we would miss that raged monster kind of Hulk. I mean, now he can't do crap. Sure, he's strong, but he can't jump from building to building and like throw cars and stuff. He's like a puny Hulk now, and it's rough to see. I feel like because they've still left Hulk in the MCU while a lot of the other characters have died off, I feel like there's still so much more to add to that character. And with Abomination being in She-Hulk and Hulk being in there a lot, I feel like if there's any time to get back to that rage monster kind of side of Hulk, it's now. And yeah, I just really miss the OG Hulk and I'd really like to see that again. Yeah, let's get into our predictions now. So Carson, what's your prediction? Who do you think will win?
I think She-Hulk might win, and I'm not just like saying like it's not just because I'm rooting for her. It's because like she, as you said, Landon, she's more like athletic and she has better balance and I feel like that'll really help against a fight against her cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, actually. I know we haven't gotten to the actual reasons why yet, but I'm actually going to have to agree with Carson on this one. I know I'm representing Hulk, but I think She-Hulk might win this too. Because, like I said, she's lighter, faster, more agile, quicker on her feet. And she's also super strong. It, just like a Hulk. So, yeah, I think, at least from that, I think that She-Hulk will win this right now. But let's get into the details and see if we change our minds at all. So, Carson, let's hear some reasons kind of both ways why you think. What are Hulk's upsides and what are She-Hulk's upsides?
I think they both have pretty good upsides. And we're starting with the Hulk. Hulk might be stronger than She-Hulk. Because, I mean, like, men... are physically proven that they are stronger than women. So I think that'll be an upside for Hulk, for the Hulk. And an upside for She-Hulk, I think I'm still caught on that balance and just athletic. So I'm just gonna put that as my upside.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think Hulk is stronger. I also think he could... I know we're just talking about just hand-on-hand combat here and no, like, special gadgets or anything, but I think he could outsmart her. That's one of... I know you'd be like, outsmart her, it's hand-on-hand combat, but if you really think about it, he's really, really smart. And he can use that, and I think if he uses that in the right way, I think that can get him a win, even though she's a lot quicker and stuff. I think if he can get away, if he can find a way to like jump away or something and give himself even just a couple seconds of time to think of something to get a couple steps ahead of her, I think he's got that in the bag. But that's saying that he could get away. But with her speed, and if she can get a couple really good hits on him, it'll be hard for him to get back up. But, yeah, with her speed, I just really think that it'll be hard for him to get away. But if he can, I think he can win that battle. So, yeah. Well, let's talk about our final opinions now, Carson. What's your final opinion on these two fighting after what we've both said?
I think Hulk might win this one just because he has, like, more experience. And as you said, he could outsmart her. And obviously he's stronger. So I think the Hulk might win.
Yeah, this is kind of fun to see because I don't feel like we've actually changed our minds very much on a lot of the Who Will Win series from our original opinions at the start of the episode. So I think this is kind of a good change to see, but, I think I'm gonna have to agree with you. Like you said, he's way more experienced, and when they were fighting in that first episode, she was kind of beating the crap out of him. But he clearly was not trying. He wasn't trying to, like, beat up his cousin. And, yeah. I think he was totally going easy on her. And I know I said he was a puny Hulk. He's still Hulk. He's still a beast of a Hulk. He's stronger, smarter. And, yeah. With what we've both said here, I think, and our final opinion will be, I think Hulk is our winner here. Carson, any final thoughts?
No. Nothing other than what you said.
All right. Well, yeah. I think that's going to wrap up the episode here for us, guys. I'll post a poll for you guys to tell me your opinions on who you think will win this. And I also might post a question to see who your favorite character is out of those two. And, yeah. So. Oh, also, I know the She-Hulk series isn't finished yet, and isn't finished yet, but I encourage you to watch it. The first episode, not my favorite, if I'm gonna be honest, but the second episode wasn't bad. When they got some of Abomination in there, and it also ended well on a cliffhanger. The second episode wasn't bad, so I suggest it. Also, just to keep up with the Marvel Universe, I think it's good to watch those anyways. So, yeah. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Also, make sure to go check out our other podcast, MCU Theory, where we talk about all the crazy theories that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has to offer. And, yeah, hope to see you guys over there. Hope you keep watching us over here and help us reach our total goal of 1,000 plays. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.